Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello again, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to play, as always. But first, let's go over last week's challenge.
Yes, I said start with the name Roosevelt, change one letter to a C, then rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase that describes something that might make a politician nervous. What is it? And you got this one very quickly.
I dropped the R from Roosevelt and added a C, and if you rearrange those letters, you can spell close vote.
Yeah, I would say that would make a politician nervous. All right, Ian, on August 30th, 1963, a direct communication system between the White House and the Kremlin in Moscow became operational, commonly known as the hotline and frequently misrepresented by a red telephone. The system originally used teletype machines. As of 2008, it was a computer network. This week, we've got a hotline of our own. Each correct answer will contain the word hot. First up, set at the family's estate in Mississippi, what Tennessee Williams play features characters named Big Daddy and Maggie the Cat, and was reportedly the author's favorite of his works?
That's Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Right. The 1958 film version of that was nominated for Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Director, and won none of them. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2012, and somewhat infamous for its rotating cast of guitarists, what rock band is known for songs such as Under the Bridge and a cover of Stevie Wonder's Higher Ground?
That is the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's right, and the bassist for that group, Flea, plays a German nihilist in a movie called The Big Lebowski. Named for the colorfully named Louisville, Kentucky hotel where it was created in 1926, what open-faced sandwich consists of sliced turkey and bacon covered in a cheese sauce and baked?
I don't know.
It's called a hot brown.
I never knew.
Named for the Brown Hotel on the corner of 4th and Broadway, I believe, in Louisville. And I, as a bonus trivia fact, I have actually had a hot brown in the Brown Hotel.
Is it good?
It's good. It's one of those things where you need to eat it once to say you've done it and I never need to do it again. Based on a 1992 New Yorker article, what Richard Preston book, whose title is a term referring to an area deemed biologically hazardous, recounts the origins of various deadly viruses, including Ebola?
Is that a hot zone?
Yeah, the hot zone is the title of the book. That's right. And the term the hot zone was probably coined during the Cold War to refer to an area contaminated by nuclear contamination.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And finally, portrayed by Sally Kellerman on the big screen and by Loretta Swit on TV, what was the nickname of Margaret Houlihan, the head nurse at the 4077th Mobile Army Surgical Hospital?
I'm not going to know this
either.
Always
end with the TV questions.
I don't know.
Her name was Hot Lips Houlihan. Hot Lips Houlihan was only one of three characters on MASH who appeared in both the pilot and the series finale.
Which means I really need to catch up on my MASH.
Well, Ian went on, well, sort of a hot streak. He went 3 for 5 this week. Have you ever eaten any food at the place where it was invented? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can hotfoot it over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's quiz, some extra credit questions, or this weekly challenge.
Start with the phrase red telephone. Replace two letters with an A and a D, and you can spell the six-letter names, one starting with N, the other with T, of two things that are frequently used together. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back in these same seats next week.
As long as you don't call me Hot Lips.